Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Nordman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Nordman.
Park in beautiful Mequon, Wisconsin. A little chilly today, but it still is beautiful as Alex Strofe makes his debut to show the whole world once again how unathletic that he is. I'm Kyle Wallace, and coming up the stairs right now, the man, the myth, the legend himself, Ben Brust. Now, always here when you call, but always on time. What's up, Ben?
Oh, my gosh. I got so lucky I didn't get a speeding ticket.
You were cruising?
I was flying.
The Lord was with you. The Lord was watching you. He was just guiding your car right here safely. Why are you huffing and puffing, Ben Brust?
Because I went to the Lakeshore Chinooks corporate office.
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah. I was applying for a job.
Yeah, you were trying to be a hidden coach.
I was trying to sell some tickets for them, man.
I see.
Woo.
You caught your breath yet, man?
No, I haven't.
Wait a minute. You just had to run. You didn't have to run in the car. You were sitting in the car.
As fast as I went in the car is as fast as I ran to this place. Great, great hospitality, though. They said, you're the idiot who's late.
Yeah, they
guided me right over here.
They were definitely waiting for you. The other guy, because, you know, Bradley Norman's off today, so the other guy, Alex Strofe, because he felt like he had to do his show today from the studio, he's also running a little bit behind.
It is amazing, though, on a day like today, where I would say the only thing that had me happy was being able to keep track of the four runs that the Brewers put up on Paul Skenes.
Oh, they put up four runs. I've been focused on here that I haven't even looked.
No, that's good. That's good. You should be focused on here.
What is it, the third inning or something?
In the second inning, they batted nine batters, four earned runs against Paul Skenes.
Oh, wow. So the Brewers is cooking.
And then Jacob Mizorowski, I believe, is in the top of the third. He leadoff walk, had a runner on third, one out in the first inning, and got out of that. I mean,
yeah, we're at the bottom of the third now.
So he's already through the. He's only faced, I believe, 10 batters.
Wow. Yeah, it looks like I only see nine guys at bats. I don't see anybody with. Oh, and there's a walk.
There's a walk for the first batter. So if everyone's 0 for 1 and there's a walk. So is he no hit right now?
No hit right now.
Ah-ha! I love it. The guy's amazing.
The first time seeing this guy for these guys, it's like they're probably astonished. They're probably hearing about it because they're probably buying into not the myth but the for real what he is. And like, dang, this is real. 5 strikeouts out of 10 guys that he's faced? That's ridiculous. He struck out half the lineup so far.
Well, my favorite part is, like, I think when you watch the batters after facing him, they're like, what is this guy? Like we see major league pitching and really good major league pitching. It's not like this is the start of the year, right? We're a good chunk of the way through the season.
We're in it.
Yeah, no, we're absolutely in it. And so it's not like they've watched Paul Skenes pitch,
yeah,
you know, once every 5 days as a team. And then you have Jacob Mizorowski, who's been unbelievable. 2 wins, 1 hit in his first 2 starts. And now in his third start, he's through 3 innings and already has a no-hitter going again. And the cheese is there. He's throwing the 100 miles per hour plus while he's up there. But it's the other pitches. Like he never had this like type of command before he came up, and now he's using this slider slash cutter, whatever you want to call it. They can't figure out if it's a slider or a cutter. I don't care what it is. It's nasty.
Can't they ask him what his grip is? Wouldn't that kind of tell him what it is?
Well, it's grip, but it's also the rotation, like how much spin is on the ball. I don't care.
Ben, I think what's happening right now for Jacob Mizorowski, I believe he understood how good he was. And again, I think his ERA in the minors was like a 3-point something. But I think now, you know how it is. You play at a high level.
It clicked.
In his first outing when he did so well, he's probably like, oh, wow, I'm striking these guys out with ease.
Well,
and now he's probably like, oh, well, I got it.
And then to go on the road, Kyle, against the Twins,
yeah.
who, like, as a lineup – are like a formidable lineup.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
The Twins are
they were a playoff team last year, weren't they?
They've been good over the last 5 to 6 years. Led the league in home runs like 3-4 years ago. They consistently put together lineups that are solid. And he made Willie Castro look like he's never faced a major league batter before with that slider that he threw inside on a lefty, where he spun around like we would probably see Alex Stroop. That's what Alex Stroop's supposed to look like against major league pitching.
That is true.
He's making major leaguers look like our unathletic producer in the major leagues.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
No,
so now that I'm here and I have my breath, it is Kyle Brusnorman. It is a great day to be alive on this Wednesday. We are live in Mequon, not Menominee Falls. We are live in Mequon.
We live in Mequon.
Concordia University. Great to be at a ballpark.
Great to be next to the lake, man. Lakefront at Summerfest.
Wow.
Lakefront here.
That's amazing. I didn't know this campus was right here on the lake.
It's right here on the lake. It's the Bluffs. I actually proposed not too far from here.
Don't give us too many details now.
Yeah. Oh, hey,
that's
there,
Alex Stroop on the telephone as he is driving on in. Alex Stroop.
I just don't know where I'm going.
Oh, you can't read?
It's pretty
easy. I'm by a stop sign and a gravel road, but I'll figure it out, fellas. I'll just follow.
Oh, he went to Menominee Falls too.
800-990-3776.
800-990-ESPN is the Carbless Talk and Text line. We're streaming on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Always listen, stream, and download the Kyle Brusnorman podcast on the ESPN Wisconsin app. You know, so it's been a busy day. I've been preparing a lot for the event that we have tomorrow in Madison, Made 'em Believe. And so when I popped out of that meeting at 1 o'clock, I ran over to another conference room to talk with Kyle Wallace right out of his show, Truth to Power, on 101.7 The Truth in Milwaukee. And I was like, hey, probably only got like 10, 15 minutes because, you know, I went to our calendar invite from our marketing team. I'm not calling anyone out. Maybe I will be. Maybe I won't.
That's called dry snitching.
And I saw the address, and so I copied the address.
Oh, it sure does say Menominee Falls.
and I plugged it in, and I ended up at the corporate office like I was applying for an internship. And then I plugged in Capco Park, and it said 2:05. And I cut off 4 minutes. I got in the parking lot at 2:01. I was on the air by 2:02.
You sure were. You were speed racing out here, man. Go, speed racer, go.
Yeah, there was some 35s. I wasn't like if you were late to something, what's acceptable that you would go on a 35?
See, I'm a broke boy, but if I was late and I felt like I needed to, I would go about 50.
I was going 60.
Golly! 60.
25 over,
Woo!
I was thinking.
Your license is suspended.
No, not at 25 over.
25 over. You got, they're deducting quite a bit of points. You got to show up in court. It's not just a ticket you're paying.
Can they give me a ticket with me talking about
no,
it?
No, because there's no proof.
All right.
There's no proof. You could just be talking to inflate for on-air purposes.
You're right. That's exactly what I'm doing, Kyle. I'm inflating because it might have been higher than 60.
Oh, wow. That's great. He loves you, KB.
It was a good time to be on the road, though, right? Like,
nobody's
got that.
Yeah, everybody's at work.
There was some gaps that I was able to find. I was a Kia boy today.
Ain't nothing wrong with being a Kia boy.
Joining us in person, is this a professional radio
show?
Why
are you out of breath?
Yeah, well
running too.
No, he walked here, Kyle. He walked here.
I was running too.
He gets out of breath from walking.
I heard Benny was running. I was like, I better start running.
Oh,
even though we knew I was going to be maybe late. But.
Yeah, we knew you were going to be late because you decided that you wanted to do your show until
1:30. Yeah, why did you decide?
You could have cut your show just.
So here's the thing. I tried to cut it short.
Oh, okay.
And Josh DiMaggio bullied me.
Oh, wow. How you gonna let Josh DiMaggio
it's
bully?
It's your show.
Right.
Because it's Josh.
You can just say the show is ending.
I don't want to hear anything now about Josh from you. You let him bully you for what, 6 years?
Oh, wow.
Now, that was Josh's, I would say, lack of confidence that he needed to deflect and
oh,
make
wow.
it
work. Wow.
Wow.
Jeez.
Now he's got a strong presence on the air with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
That's true.
Hosting
that's true.
Mr. Irrelevant, you know, getting opportunities to talk at Summerfest with you on Saturdays. So now. Now he doesn't have to pick on me anymore. He's got some confidence.
Guys, I'm
this far.
I'm nervous.
It's this far.
That's not a short distance. That's 60 and a half feet, man. Like, this is a beautiful ballpark, beautiful day here in Mequon. Super appreciative of the Lakeshore Chinooks for the invite and for the opportunity to be here on this fine Wednesday afternoon. But boy, am I nervous all of a sudden.
That mound is far. When I looked up, oh, wow.
I was walking up the stairs here by you guys. We're here on the first base line.
Wind's blowing in, Strofe. You got a little extra cheese behind you.
A little extra cheese. How fast do you think I could throw that puppy? 60?
No, 45.
Maybe. Whoa.
Yeah,
a grown man should be able to throw 60 miles.
Nah, you're not a grown man.
Yes, sir.
Nah, not all grown.
You're not.
He's pretty fast.
You're string beam. Yeah.
But I'm watching Mizorowski and Skeens throw 100 balls like they're nothing.
That's Mizorowski
and
Skeens.
But I'm saying I can do just over half of that.
No, you can't. Why do you believe in yourself so much?
Because
what is it that you've done
here's
that's
the thing,
impressive? Because everything I've seen you do athletically has been a failure.
If I don't believe in me, who's going to?
Your mom.
Your
lovely family and girlfriend.
I don't think my girlfriend believes in me.
Rightfully so.
Oh, yeah. She did tell me she was nervous for you today.
Yeah, she'll be coming out here to was going to say to support, but I don't think that's the right word. She'll be coming out here to watch.
She's going
to
come out there to close her eyes and hope it goes well.
Right.
Have to rub that shoulder down after.
We'll see how it goes. But, hey, look, this is going to be good. This is going to be good for my ego. I think it's going to go well. The one thing I'm worried about is spiking it. Because I've determined it would be a disservice to me. It would be a disservice to you, Kyle. It would be a disservice to you, Benny.
Now don't put my name in this.
No, wait a minute. You'll agree with what I'm about to say. It would be a disservice to Will Summers, who's running the show for us today, if I didn't throw the ball as hard as I could. Right? I think it would be a disservice to everybody involved if I didn't go out there and give it my all.
Ooh, that might be a problem.
Yeah, I think you have the wrong mindset, buddy.
Yeah, if you try to throw the ball as hard as you can, you're not going to be accurate at all.
But what if it is?
No.
But here's the thing. But what if it is?
Stroke,
but
have you practiced?
No, I've refused to practice. Well, I don't think you need practice for a moment like this when you are a pure athlete like I am.
Oh my gosh, Strofe! I just want you to understand you haven't thrown a baseball in Lord knows when, and now you're gonna try to throw it as hard as you can. How big are these fences? I want to make sure these fences so you don't throw it over the fence or throw it into somebody.
Oh no, then we got a net. We'll be okay.
I'm just making sure ain't nobody.
I don't think I'm gonna sail it. I don't think that's the part we have to worry about. It's whether or not it bounces.
You're not going to sail it if you throw it hard. You're just going to throw it to your right, to your left, or too high.
That might happen. Have we made predictions on what I'm going to do yet?
Not yet. Fail. We just got here.
Yeah, legitimately.
Legitimately. You listened to everything on the phone. You haven't missed anything. We haven't made predictions. You take a deep breath.
From what, walking?
Yes. Yes. You take a deep breath. And what I want to know is it too early to scoreboard watch? Because I'm all in on scoreboard watching the Milwaukee Brewers right now.
Now that it's 4-0?
No. Scoreboard. Okay, take it.
He's the walk got him a little slow right now.
You mean standings watch?
No, scoreboard.
That's scoreboard watch.
You're watching on the scoreboard.
That's called standings watch.
Because you know in baseball they have the
scoreboard. They're playing a game right now.
No.
Scoreboard watcher would be looking at the fact it's 4-0.
No, Strofe, obviously.
They're actively playing a game.
I want video of you playing sports.
The score is on the scoreboard.
I want actual video of you playing sports because there's no way. It's no way
you can understand the confusion.
No, I don't.
No, there's not. It's always been called
scoreboard watching. I'm watching other people score. I'm not looking at my score. I know what the damn score is for my game.
Yes, I see the scoreboard of my game. I'm scoreboard watching. I'm watching everything else that's going on.
Okay, I get it now.
Like the wild card and the divisional race in the NL Central. Oh my gosh.
Who knew exercise makes
you go? He's nervous, is what it is.
I'm really nervous.
I think he's just.
Are you?
Yeah, I can see it. He's shaking in his boots. Yeah,
why are you so nervous, man? It's just a ball and a.
Because
I'm going to get on the PA and tell everyone to boo him.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I've built this up in my head since we talked about Jordan Love's first pitch on Memorial Day at AmFam Field that I'm going to throw a strike. And now that I'm here, now that I'm sitting in the stadium in which it will take place tonight. Yeah, I'm a little nervous.
Have you ever played baseball before?
Like legit baseball.
I played T-ball when I was seven.
I said baseball, not T-ball.
I was a member of a team we nicknamed the Maribel Beavcoons, which is a crossover of a beaver and a raccoon.
Why does he always have stories about some weird team that he was? You would never part of that normal.
He lived in Denmark, Wisconsin, so he couldn't make the real team, so he had to make a fake team.
Well, this was a summer league team, so like anybody can play summer ball.
Exactly.
So
a bunch of us, real teams.
A bunch of us that didn't play baseball made a baseball
team. You are Sandlot.
Yeah, correct.
You and your buddies just made up, you know, your own team, and they stuck you in right field. And
no, shortstop.
Oh
my gosh.
That means your friends
That'd
must have really sucked.
That must have been awful.
I led the team in errors.
Throwing errors or fielding errors?
Yes.
Everything.
Miz threw four with a decent pitch count of 58, one hits, six Ks, bottom of the fourth coming up for the Milwaukee Brewers, 4-0.
Is he an ace?
Four earned runs
yes.
versus Paul Skeens, I believe, over like the last 60 innings or so. No one's come close. I mean, his ERA has been ridiculous. The most earned runs he's given up, and I believe in a start in the last like 15,
Skeens
20 starts. Yes.
The Brewers are raking right now.
Yeah, bats are hot.
Absolutely. Like
How about this? Joey Ortiz, two out hit or two strike hit, and then Eric Haas, two-strike hit. Christian Yelich, two-strike hit against the NL Cy Young odds-on favorite to win it, against the NL Rookie of the Year on odds-on favorite to win that. A great matchup. So many great things going on.
If Joey Ortiz get hot, it's a wrap.
Will, let's put it on the poll.
No, like if this is who he's becoming right now, it's a wrap.
Two home runs yesterday.
Yeah, it's a 9-game hit streak now for him?
He's been on fire.
The average is above the Mendoza line, hitting around 220 right now. Yeah. OPS went from 400 around 570. Good things for Joey Ortiz right now. Mm-hmm. That back end of the lineup is key for the success of the long term with the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yes.
We're live from Capco Park. It's Kyle Brusenorben, Alex Strofe, maybe Kyle Wallace, maybe me. I don't know. I just want to watch Strofe. And I want to catch for Strofe when he throws at the first pitch because that will make him even more nervous.
Well, you need to put some protection on.
No, he's not going to come near me.
Well, I'm just saying, just in case he bounces.
Oh, the bounce?
Yeah, man. You got to protect
your family. Do you own a catcher's glove?
You don't need a catcher's glove for a first pitch. My man.
You're catching this barehanded?
No,
the regular glove.
So, what did y'all use when you played baseball for the Mad Coons? What was it?
Beavcoons.
Beavcoons. What did y'all use?
It's a beaver and a raccoon,
okay,
Kyle.
So what did you use? What do you mean? Oh, you don't
yeah,
you need
the
a catcher's glove?
Obviously the Beavcoons, Kyle. Everyone knows that.
The catcher's glove.
You do realize, like, you don't need to have a catcher's glove just to catch
It's a good idea.
Strofe was playing shortstop with a first baseman's mitt.
Do you know what a first baseman
is? I do, yeah. Okay. Similar to a catcher's glove, just not quite as thick.
Yeah, that's very true. Catcher's gloves are a lot of protection.
I got
there
that
you
one.
Go.
Right.
There
yeah,
you go. There
oh,
you go.
Yeah, good. Credit all
live
around.
From Capco Park, it's Kyle Brusenorben. The Miz is pitching. Doing well. We're next.
You're listening to Kyle Brusenorben.
If I was as tall and as talented as you, if I could shoot as well as you could, both them teams would have won. Because you know what? You got you did a fake punch, you said, in the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
And I would have did a fake point. I would have took it to the house. I would have scored a dang touchdown.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
You got me brainwashed. You got me so lost. You got me all fucked up.
A lot of advice for Alex Strofe. On the Carbless Talking text line, it's Kyle Brusenorben live from Capco Park. Lakeshore Chinooks playing the Green Bay Rockers, his former employer. Strofe's throwing out the first pitch. He's in for Brad Nortman today. I'm Ben Bruss alongside Kyle Wallace with part-time Will running the show. And on that Carbless Talking text line, I did think this as well. We're on the same page, Mitch. Is Mizorowski going to steal Livy Dunn from Skeens after the game?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't advocate for stealing nobody's girl, but you know what? If the Miz is going to do it, I'm all for it.
He's got to be double her height.
He's got to be what?
Double her height?
Probably.
Oh, double? Okay, you're loony,
man. She's not 3'4", but like
she's 5 foot. That means she had to.
Why
be
do you know her height?
Relatively, she's not. She,
did you hear how certain he said that?
She's 5 feet.
She's
bro.
5 foot. Strong.
I know.
Show Livy Dunn some
respect. She's 5'6".
Oh wow!
Really?
Yeah, that's
oh,
tall for a gymnast.
That is very
that's
tall
very
for
tall.
A gymnast.
Yeah. See, I don't know her height, but I'm trying to say is if she was 5 foot double the height would be a 10-footer.
I mean, I get where Stokely's
going.
She'd be dating someone the size
Ben, I wasn't
size
being
of
serious.
Basketball
Relax.
No, you
I
were.
Mean, there is a big height difference, though. I mean, I don't know why it matters.
I didn't think she was 3
Ryan
four.
In Shorewood, is this first pitch by Alex Stroh going to be filmed for all to see?
Of course.
Well, after we saw him do a three-cone combine drill, and that went viral, anything Stroh does athletically will always be filmed for all to see. Kevin in Sheboygan, if Stroh Beef tries to throw as hard as he can, he will 100% grip too hard and have a wild pitch. Shoot for 75%.
So here's what I'm thinking, Kevo. I'm gonna
you are annoying.
I'm going to throw
Kevo
at 100% power. But
yes.
In my brain, listen to me. In my brain.
That's a bad idea.
Listen to me. In my brain, while I'm winding up, right?
Okay.
Step back. Oh. Bringing the arm torque forward at 100%.
Did anybody see, I hope y'all just saw that on stream. Please go to ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube, because what I just saw, he said, he did this. It did y'all notice? He did
he
this.
He didn't extend his arm
no,
back.
No, no, no. He just did, like, he's going to push
down.
It forward.
Okay.
He's going to push
okay. no,
the
no, no,
ball
no, 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 no.
forward.
It was like a shot put.
So yeah. it's gonna be more, all right, wind up, right?
Wind
leg,
up. So
leg
you
up.
Bring it up the leg. Yep.
Leg up. And then I'm gonna throw it as hard as I can. But
Stroh,
I'm like,
what is that release?
Stroh, what is this?
I'm going to
let go early. Where are you?
What is that, Kyle?
What you look like you're part of, like, the X-Men or something.
That's going to be
taking somebody's soul. That's not how you throw,
buddy. He's like Star Wars when the Emperor uses
the
force.
Oh, yes, the force, yeah. Stroh, you got to
Oh, they're taking the tarp off the mound. Let me see this puppy.
Stroh, you got to
He showed
sit
me
down.
He showed yes, me sir. This earlier, and he did not know the difference between the windup and the stretch as well.
He said windup, and he was in the stretch on YouTube as well. Did you see that, Will?
Yeah, he went into the stretch, and then he spit towards second base, and I told him that's a balk, and he said, no, I'm in the windup.
I'm in the windup.
And yesterday, I'm glad Adam is able to fill me in here, because I did share some of the props for this Paul
Skeens-Jacob
Mizorowski matchup.
Where are we at with this?
According to KBN Nation, Adam on the Carbless Talk and text line, Ben, 20 pitches of 100 or more through the third inning.
You a lie.
Is that just for Miz?
You a lie.
Just from the Miz, and he had an over-under of 21.5.
Tell me, you said he had 50 pitches through four innings?
He had about 58 through four innings.
So that means he probably had through three innings, probably 40 pitches. So half of his pitches. This guy just has gas.
Yes.
That's all he throws is gas.
After the Brewers did put up four, his first pitch after sitting for a little bit was 98, just to get loosened up again. 98.
Not impressed.
I'll never not be impressed by him. I'm like throwing 100 miles per hour is just like somebody hitting a home run. That's why Chapman was must see TV, because you're like, oh my gosh, he's throwing 100.
But doing
miles
it as a starter, I think we're understating it as well.
That's unbelievable.
This is incredible. Like, and I'm not gonna get into the worrying about like the future of his arm, but like, is he gonna be okay?
Because
this is unprecedented to be able to throw this hard, this consistently, and to put up these type of statistics as young as he is.
Yeah, I don't
want to talk about it.
Let's focus on now.
Let's focus on the now. Let's focus on a bad pitcher that we have to our right now, Alex Stroh, and a great pitcher on the mound in Jacob Mizorowski.
Man, this is baseball's fun.
It is fun.
I mean,
it's one of my favorite pastimes that I've like now become a strong fan of.
The Brewers are dope. They give out dope stuff. They got Nelly coming on Friday. I got this Jackson Churio shirt, man.
Where'd you acquire that?
Because the Brewers love me. I got a nice little barrel bag that they gave me, a cooler bag. Like, the Brewers are dope.
Stroh's sad. He didn't get anything.
No, it's okay. I'll stick with the Packers Pro Shop.
stick with them. Yeah, a little mini helmet and a koozie.
good cool by Will there. I will say, what also is interesting to me is this is I don't want to speak for myself, because I've taken baseball, like, I have an addictive personality where I've taken baseball to the next level.
Really,
like,
you do?
Yeah, that's shocking.
Where all I do is watch baseball and consume baseball. But, like, to the casual baseball fan, this has to be the most excitement, not because of Mark Antanasio, but because of what the Brewers are doing on the field in June.
He put the team together.
He ain't do nothing.
He writes the checks.
Why do you want to give Mark so much credit?
He personally sent him his
barrel
man
bag.
Yeah.
Okay, this is why. This is what you have to understand, Ben. I grew up in the state of Wisconsin. And what you have to know is the Milwaukee, the Milwaukee Brewers, when I was a kid, were absolutely terrible. They were bad. They were like 60-game winning. When they moved to, at the time, Miller Park, now American Family Field, I think their first year they won 60-something games. Like, we were a bad team. We did not make the playoffs my entire life that I can actually remember, because I think we made the playoffs like 91 or something like that. Mm-hmm. From that point until my senior year in high school,
that's a lot of bad.
Going into my freshman year of college, 2008, we did not make the playoffs. We hadn't had a winning season, Ben. A winning season. And so Mark Antanasio buys the team in like 05 from Buzz Selig or from Wendy Selig. And all of a sudden now our organization is consistently good. I'm appreciative of that because the team I grew up with was horrid. I mean, awful. And so now seeing this baseball team be this good, have this many giveaways, fans being able to get behind them, the city getting behind them, the state
giveaways is your second point of happiness.
Bro,
they're
the
good
Brewers,
and they have a lot of giveaways.
The Brewers giveaways are the dopest giveaway. I'm telling you, go to a Brewers game and get a giveaway. It's dope. I'm dead. Look at this.
Did the Brewers send you did Mark send you as a promo?
Bro, this
today?
this shirt is fine. I had a choice between a Jackson.
Are they giving that shirt out?
They gave it out earlier this year. They gave out a Jackson Churio jersey as well. I had an option between a Jackson Churio shirt or a Jackson Churio jersey, and I wore the shirt today.
Didn't you get the jersey?
Yeah, I got both. And then I had a bag.
They have given him so much free stuff that he is a puppet.
He's a walking billboard.
Yeah. You are a walking promo.
Hey, well, it's a fun
don't
summer.
Miss it this Friday night. Nelly's coming to
and
town.
And a $5 happy
beers.
Hour.
$5
come
beers.
On.
Yeah,
now, matter real talk, my mama hit me up and said, Kyle, because she heard the interview I did yesterday with Marty Ronsky from the Brewers, and she said, oh, I want to go. So I hooked her up, got her tickets, and my family's going to the Brewers game because she wanted to see Nelly.
Are you going?
I got to go to Summerfest. I got my little cousin in town. I promised to take him to Summerfest.
Who you
see? Go see
Friday.
Offset.
The Miz, 8 Ks, 5 innings, 74 pitches, through 5.
Dude, wow.
That's unreal.
So he's
how
got
far is he going to go?
He'll likely get the next
six?
One. If it's 4-0, it'll depend on how the next inning goes. Because 74 could turn into 84, and if you're up 4, I think you trust the bullpen. Aaron Ashby went really long yesterday, so I think the bullpen's fresh that you protect the Miz with a 4-0 lead.
So,
he's likely only got the 6,
I have
in
a
my
question.
Opinion.
I have
but
a
I'm
question.
Not a baseball manager.
Is Jacob Mizorowski's debut more impressive than Matt LaFleur's beginning of his career?
Yes.
Because remember how we always refer to Matt LaFleur, right? So the first 3 years of his head coach, winningest record in NFL history.
I can answer that on the other side very easily.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to get to the – let's see if he's got it.
Wheel
of
Strove.
Wheel of Strove.
Will, are you ready to go?
I believe Strove's doing it.
Are you
doing
it, Strofe? Strofe looks confused. He does not look like he's
it's
doing
it. It's the wheel of Will Strofe. The will of Strofe. The will of
the
Strofe.
The will of Strofe.
Wheel
make a will
of Strofe.
Oh, that's
you're already making
of.
A will?
That's already taken care of.
You don't have any assets to pass down?
That's not true. That's very true.
That's
very true.
Debt. That's all you got debt to pass.
I got debt. A lot of it.
Don't put my name on that.
I'm passing it on to Ben Brust.
Yay. More next.
This is Kyle Brusten Nortman, KBN.
You throw hands?
Do I throw hands?
With T.O.
Will I? No, I throw hands with Andre the Giant, man.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back.
Once you pitch, swing and a miss. He gassed him up. He blew him away. 102 miles an hour. Out away from Big O'Neill Cruz, and he could not touch it.
Courtesy of the Brewers Radio Network and 620 WTMJ, Jacob Mizorowski is done, according to our teammate Dom Catronio. I would have thought he would have gotten another inning, as I said last segment, but 5 innings pitched, 1 hit, no runs, 2 walks, 8K, a new career high.
Keep his confidence high. I think he should have went one more inning, but I understand. Keep his confidence high. Keep that arm okay. If he gets into some trouble.
Like I mentioned, the bullpen was saved yesterday with Aaron Ashby going 3 innings.
Best pitcher in baseball.
All right, slow down.
Well,
prove me wrong. What has he done incorrect?
Well, It's early, man. But it's early. But as I asked before, is he
the Pirates stink.
No. But he did this as well against the Twins, and then he did it in his major league debut
against
the Cardinals, and the Cardinals ain't a slouch of a team. All I'm saying is this:
it's like anything, guys.
But he's
once
dominating.
They get film on him, understand tendencies. It's not. He's not going to stay this dominant. He's going to, or he will. He's never going to ever.
Come on, wait. I'm just saying. I understand it's big, but Paul Skenes, he came into the league right away and he was an ace.
Mm-hmm.
He was a stud.
And no one's not saying that he can't
be an ace. But the thing is, Paul Skenes never got, they'll get him. No, I don't think, has he had a career ERA over 3?
No.
And this is Paul Skenes, what, his third full season this year?
Second.
Like, he was a rookie last year. Yeah. Jesus.
Through 3 starts, Jacob Mizrahi's ERA is 0.00.
That is not correct. Yeah, he gave up a 2-run shot.
Last game, it was 1.
He gave up a single.
Oh, that's right.
Gave up a walk and a homer.
But nice. He's
dude.
Thanks, well.
He's still unbelievable. That's what I'm trying to say is, like, I don't think this is a fluke. When you do it 3 times in a row, usually maybe you come out
high. No, it's not a fluke. But the sustainability of how many hits he's giving up, like, that's just,
hey, we're believers in manifestation.
Yes, you guys are.
I didn't say that. I'm a believer in believing in talent, and what I'm saying is this, is that
I'm a believer in believing in talent.
So what I'm
what
saying
a take.
Is this is a guy that's going to give you quality starts and
so you're what you're saying is you're not a believer in Strofe because he doesn't have talent.
Facts.
All right.
That's correct. You can't manifest anything.
On the Carbless Talking text line, 800-990-3776, the reason why I found it interesting that Strofe slid over the telephone to show me from Dom Catronio that Mr. Mizrahi is done at 5 innings. What was the line at 100 mile per hour pitches?
Oh, it was 21.5.
According to the Research Institute of Kyle Bruce-Norman Adam, and that's it, Miz is done. 21 pitches of 100 more under.
Why does Vegas know everything?
That's crazy.
That is pretty wild.
That's crazy.
Like, I'm not one to be like, oh, I can't believe they got that close on everything, because they have, like, statistical modules and they have all the data. But that one is crazy.
74 pitches. He came out. If he probably comes out again, he probably throws. He goes over.
Yeah, I mean, it's slowed down. But he's, you know,
we saw
him throw 100 plus in a 7th inning in one of his minor league starts.
But if
he still has it in him to throw. And if you know, if you tell him, hey, we're gonna send you out for one more inning, he's gonna bring it.
Yeah,
and maybe that's why they didn't bring him out there to protect him
a
from
a punch out pitch, something like that, where he throws a fastball. He's going over 100. So that is incredible. Vegas is, boy, if you work in Vegas, you probably can't.
No,
gamble.
You can't.
If you work in Vegas, you can gamble, but if you work for casinos, you cannot.
Why can't you? I mean, you're just setting the lines. You don't know whether or not it's going to work or not.
You can't do it at the same casino. Like at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, any employee that works there is not allowed to gamble at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel.
I need somebody who works in Vegas to be my guy.
It's called having, as you guys
you want
say,
inside trading?
You
it's not inside trading.
You want a sharp that you guys call a shark.
Shark.
I want a shark.
No, you want a shark.
Baby, I don't want no baby shark. I want a smart shark.
I regret
money shark
giving him.
Oh, money shark!
Money shark! Money shark!
I need a money shark.
Not Kyle, because he's. Have you bet since you've lost 8 straight?
I have, but my bets haven't been cast. I did season bets.
Oh, the future.
Yeah.
Well, you have $10 on the Brewers to win over 83.5 games.
And I have NL Central one.
And I have NL Central. I think it's right here in my back.
It was about plus 320.
Ooh, that's what it was.
But you probably only put $20 on it, knowing you.
I didn't put a lot. Let me make sure I'm pulling nothing out of my pocket I'm not supposed to here.
What could potentially be?
Hey,
what do you got in there?
I'm an active, healthy male. Let's
do an unbagging.
Stop it.
You're an active, healthy male in your back. In your work
in your
backpack? In your work backpack.
Oh, stop it, fellas.
You said it.
I did say it.
Here, division winners right here.
Here it is. Division winner, 20 to win 85. Ooh, I put 20 down.
Oh, you're a high roller.
Yeah, I am.
Look at this guy.
Jody, high roller.
Yeah, if the Brewers win a division, boy, I'm going to Sizzlers.
What's that?
It's a steak place that causes people to get sick.
Cool. Why would you do that?
Back in the day. Y'all never heard of Sizzlers? They had the meat you eat, and somebody had like a heart attack. Have y'all never heard of Sizzlers?
No.
Oh, am I the only one to know about Sizzlers? Oh, wow. Sizzler Milwaukee.
800-990-30.
Sizzler Steakhouse.
Oh, I guess Madison is listening to the Brewers game, so we are just talking to Milwaukee.
E. coli cases linked to Sizzler store. That was 2000.
So if you win, you want to go to Sizzler?
I don't know if Sizzler. Oh, Sizzler's still a place. I don't know if it's still a place.
I thought you only go to places with that A rating on
it. Bro, it was a joke. It's what people used to say back in the day. Oh, I'm going to go to Sizzler. And then Sizzler caused people to get sick. I don't know if they're still.
It gave someone a heart attack.
It gave a lot of. They filed bankruptcy in 2020.
The pandemic. It wasn't the food. It was the
chain from one time high point. They were one of the biggest steak chains in the country.
All right, we're gonna rein Strofe in somehow.
What do you
but
mean?
We're gonna do the Wheel of Strofe next. But if you haven't got your tickets. We're like a 28-hour warning until live show tomorrow at the Orpheum in Madison.
Big day.
The Badger basketball team in 2015 was amazing. They evoked so much emotion for everyone on this panel, you listening, sports fans alike. And if you want to be in person for a great live event, go to uwhoops2015.com. That's uwhoops2015.com. Untold stories, special cameo guests. It's Made 'Em Believe, a celebration of the 2015 Final Four team. Gosh, I'm not going to lie. I jumped on a podcast to talk about it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Herring's gassed me up. Gassed me up. He made me seem like I was the best player to ever play at Wisconsin. Oh, he had all these advanced statistics.
You're probably top 25.
You may. No, man. He's good. Top 25 is a stretch.
I think I'm around 25 in all-time scoring.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think you forgot how good Ben was.
No, I
did it in 2.5 years.
I used to cheer for this guy.
Now you don't.
I got to mail you a little bit.
Not a top 25 Badger vault. I bet he's in the conversation. He's probably closer to 25 than one. But
there's a lot of great Badgers. I mean, yeah.
Michael Finley.
Well, hold
Devin
on.
Harris,
it's more so. Are you taking Gosser or Brust?
I'm taking Brust over Gosser.
I'm taking Gosser over Brust.
It depends on what you're looking for.
You taking Showalter or Brust?
I'm probably taking Brust. Yeah.
Showalter was a glorified role player.
You taking Brad Davison or Brust?
I like Brust better than Brad Davison. He had higher success, but I'm not taking Brust.
Go look at Davison's actual field goal percentages and statistics, then talk to me.
I'm taking you. Bronson Koenig and Nigel, I'm probably taking those.
I was just about to ask them.
I'm probably taking those.
Koenig is an interesting
They
one.
Really didn't mesh well together at the end of their career, I'll just say that. Wheel of Strofe next.
You talking about that tomorrow?
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
Craig Council bobblehead that was given away, and we, just did a nice, soliloquy? Is that the right word?
Yeah, like a montage?
Like a Virgil.
We did a vigil.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Let's go crazy, crazy, crazy till we see the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Breaking ball down and away. And what a start for the Miz here this afternoon. Listen to this crowd.
That's Lane Grindle, courtesy of the Brewers Radio Network and 620 WTMJ. The Miz has finished today. 5 innings, 1 hit, no earned, 8 Ks. And the Brewers are up 4-0 against the Pirates as they look to take 2 of 3 and then play the lowly Colorado Rockies.
Come on, Brew Crew. We need this,
Let's
man.
Let's go.
We need
some of the most fun you can have in June, folks. Some of the most fun that we have on the show sometimes is the Wheel of Strofe.
It's time for the Wheel of Strofe.
Well, usually the Wheel of Strofe. Today, the Will of Strofe. No, we are not reading items from my non-existent will. We are utilizing the producer stepping in for me today, Will Summers, back at the Gruber Law Offices, one called That's All Studio. We have geniusly collaborated today. Right, Will?
Yes, we have.
He sounded really
good
add-in.
Yes,
really
we have.
Confident.
Will, you have the wheel, correct?
I do have the wheel for sound
all
effects.
All right, spin that puppy for the Will of Strofe.
Wait a minute. Is
there's
on
nothing
it?
On the wheel.
It sounds
oh, it landed on
there.
The will portion of the wheel. Will?
Would you look at that? All right. So on our morning show, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy from 7 to 9 in the mornings. Chewy, yesterday, said that he could name five different types of ketchup just by tasting them, right?
What?
Yes. So Gabe Neitzel.
Different brands.
Yes. Gabe Neitzel brought in some fries. He air fried them. He brought seven different types of ketchup, and Chewy tried all of them and had to match them up to the type of ketchup. Any guesses?
On he what? Got it wrong. He got two out of five.
He went one for five. But
yeah.
This brought the question to my mind. What food or condiment do you think you're an expert in?
Ooh.
I got a bad answer. It's Starburst. I could tell you every flavor.
Oh, well, that's different, easy. Though, they're different. They're
no, but
different.
I'm talking, get the different variety packs. Get me the tropical pack. Get me the Fave Reds pack. Get okay. me the, get me. There's
yeah, but I think the question is more based off, like, different styles of ranch. Different styles yeah, yeah. of sure. barbecue sauce. Sure.
I could probably tell you the different styles of barbecue chips from different brands. I can taste the difference. There's a difference in the broke brands, the cheap brands.
Did you guys know at one point in my adulthood, I had 23 bottles of mustard in my fridge?
Why? What was the point?
I love mustard. I use
cool.
mustard in cooking.
But were
I
they all, like yellow was mustard? One Dijon?
Right, one's Dijon.
Spicy.
One's like a couple different sandwich mustards, a couple different, you honey know, like mustard. Brown mustards. Yeah, there was a honey mustard in there. I think I'm down to like five bottles right now. Jalapeno mustard.
You
cool.
know what is something that I don't know how people survive without before? Chipotle ranch or Chipotle.
Hold on.
That stuff is
say that
fantastic.
Word again.
Chipotle.
I don't think that's
right.
I don't think
it's
that's
Chipotle.
No,
it's not.
Chipotle. Chipotle.
It's, do you eat potato chips?
I eat Chipotle.
Potato chips?
It's Chipotle. I said what
Chipotle.
I said.
Chipotle.
Chipotle ranch. All this
frustrated,
Chipotle.
Frustrated.
Oh, I guess it is the Lakeshore Chinooks.
Chinooks, Chipotle. It's delicious.
Guess,
I'm telling you.
I guess
don't know
the English language,
it.
As we've discovered on the show, is very complicated.
I don't understand the CH or SH or like PH or F.
Mm.
How do we decide which one's
it's
which?
It's a great question. Why? Who decides that? I guess is it the way that the meaning
what's
of
the word?
The meaning of the word maybe has a different root, which leads to the start of the word.
It should
what's
be
the word
Chipotle.
We made up? Chipotle.
It should be Chipotle.
It should be chip.
Chipotle.
Chipotle.
It's Chipotle.
It should be potly.
Yeah, but it's leg. Not. An, it's not.
It's
based
pot,
off
P-O-T.
English.
Yeah. What language is it?
I mean, it's a Mexican style restaurant, so I'm guessing you know there's probably like if there was two L's, it might be. You know,
two what?
Two L's. You roll the tongue.
There's not two L's in Chipotle.
I'm just saying, like, if it's a Mexican restaurant, so we can't.
How
just
do you know that it's Mexican?
All right, Will.
Will. Oh, Strove.
I'm curious now.
And
15 push-ups for Alex Strove.
Is that what it says, Will?
Yeah, it is what it says.
Oh, darn it.
It actually said 20, but I'll let you off with 15.
Where are you gonna do these, Strofer? Yes, please angle the camera for
he's
everyone
got-
to- Oh, yes. Now we can see Strofe do push-ups on stream because typically he's below the camera.
Would be a damn shame if he hurt his arm right now.
It'd be good for him not to embarrass himself.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Dude,
oh, my gosh, he's struggling. 9, 10.
You don't even have that much body
11,
to lift.
12, 13.
Come on,
14,
Strofe. 15. Strofe.
All right.
That was bad at
so,
the end.
I want to give a little tip to Strofe.
What is he needs more than a little tip.
Here, watch me do some push-ups. Like, I don't know
how's
why.
How's that a tip?
Because the way you do them, you have your arms out so wide.
I thought I brought him in this time.
You thought that was it?
Kyle, do you see how wide his arm can wear?
He had a very wide base.
All right,
I like
me on video just
wide,
to show him
basically.
Some form. Yeah. Now, you're going to say, oh, you don't go all the way down. I'm focusing on the arms.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to, like, you are trying to get your
can we
your
just talk about
muscles.
Something for a second?
What?
It's not like I was like, hey, you know what I really want to do in this segment, guys? Push-ups.
I know, but if you're going to do them every day, we might as well do them
I
right.
I don't want to do them every day.
But you're going to have to. So
why?
Might, because that's Wheel of Strove.
Are you getting a little strong?
Oof. Don't touch me there.
That chest is still a little light. Ain't no meat there. I feel like I violated him.
That's you did.
He basically touched his soul.
I did.
The last two times I've been on remote with Kyle, he's made me unwillingly touch his bare thigh, and now he just touched me in an inappropriate area. Let's just ignore him.
What's the next one?
Well, go ahead and spin the wheel of Strofe.
Just ignore him.
Look at me.
Don't look at him.
What do we have, Will?
This one's from Alex Strofe.
Oh, your story.
Well, I need Ben for this one.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's here. I want to hear this story.
Well, so my girlfriend and Ben's fiance hit the town last night.
Oh, wow.
They
hang out more than you two.
Amongst other people. Oh. And I was just curious, Ben, what time did your fiance arrive home last night?
Like midnight.
Oh, wow.
Midnight for my girlfriend.
Night crawlers.
Well.
It was annoying.
It was a 6
p.m. Annoying?
It was. I also agree it was annoying. We'll get to that in just a moment. It was a 6 p.m. dinner.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They got home at midnight.
Oh, they must have been wasted.
They went for a late night espresso martini.
Oh, ladies
my
love
my girlfriend comes
espresso
home, she goes,
martini.
She goes, I have 5 margaritas and an espresso martini.
Damn, who's paying for this?
Oh, actually, I take that back. The first thing she said when she walked in the door was, don't judge me. I spent $150.
Woo!
I went, oh, wow.
I love my girl, but I ain't spending $3.
No judgment. I've been there, right? Everybody's done it.
Hey, you go to Summerfest every time.
Midnight on a Tuesday night, though? I know I'm young. I know I get a little wild sometimes. You guys make fun of me for being at Summerfest
cool.
and having fun all the time. I overslept Sunday Karma by a minute on Sunday. I get it, right? Like, I have a little fun sometimes.
Midnight on a Tuesday.
Cool.
I don't care how late she stays out. Just leave me the hell alone when you get home. I'm laying in bed and she wanted to have a full-on
yes.
conversation.
Oh, yes.
I was like, shut up.
What was talked about? Is it off? Inappropriate off air?
I wasn't listening. I just said stop. I'm sleeping.
I was attempting to listen. And then it got to a point where I said, honey, I love you.
Yeah, I didn't do that. I said, leave me alone.
Can you turn off? Can you turn off the light and let me go to bed, please?
Wait a minute. They came. They had a good time.
Yeah, she just came home. And was like, I just want to talk to you. I was like, I don't want to talk to you.
I love that.
Do you think they spend their time talking about how much they love us?
No. Why do you?
Look,
because
I'm self-absorbed.
No, because no,
but
you make me feel like it's not about me.
But hold on. Think for a minute. They both came home and all they wanted to do was talk to us.
You don't that doesn't mean it was about us.
Yeah.
I didn't say it was all about us.
It's probably some tea.
I said, do you think they're talking bad about us? Because I don't. If that's the reaction, if they're coming home and being like, I can't wait to tell you about everything.
I know my girl better not be saying nothing bad about me.
It wouldn't be anything bad. I mean, Strofe.
Maybe Strofe. I'm the king of the world right now. I can't do no wrong.
Have you seen his butt? He doesn't have one.
Bro.
Was that that's what
I don't know.
That's what she's probably telling them at dinner.
She thinks I have a cute butt.
Yeah.
She has to.
She's so nice.
I agree.
So y'all mad about this?
I was just irritated.
I'm not mad. She can do whatever she wants. Just leave me the hell alone when you get home and I'm sleeping.
It was midnight. Like, I'm ready for bed.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy when my girl gets to go out and have a little fun.
Me too.
Did you stay up or were you asleep?
I was asleep.
I was still up, but barely.
All right.
But still, I wasn't waiting up to you got something in your teeth, man.
What were you waiting up
something
for?
Green?
Oh, there is some green there.
What is that?
What were you waiting up for?
I wasn't waiting up for anything. I'm just typically awake that late.
And then as soon as you got home, you didn't want to talk?
I mean, it was midnight. I was trying to go to bed.
Damn.
Yeah, it's thick.
Damn, that's thick. You guys just noticed?
I didn't see it until right now.
Because it's because you don't make me smile.
Jesus. Ugh, gosh.
A nice little chicken Caesar wrap. Chicken Caesar wrap.
Yeah, he's trying to lose weight for the wedding. Stop. I tried to put it in my face. All right,
that's all we got for the Wheel of Strofe.
Let y'all women be free.
I was a little confused when when Kyle said this out of the blue.
What did I say?
For the 10 minutes that we had to show prep. In 2 minutes, the reason why Kyle doesn't get gear from the Packers Pro Shop is because he says stuff like this in 2 minutes.